show today, we have OB Credit Union's very own Lee Weiner talking about their new pub-style themed branch. So check it out. Lee, how are you?
Very well. We just launched our brand new branch in Point Rustin. We're excited. It's been getting rave reviews through the press and through other credit unions, and we're doing something unique.
Exactly. I mean, that's probably why you're getting rave reviews, because there's something a little bit different about your branch, or this one in particular. It's kind of a pub style branch. And if you want to, do you want to explain that, Lee? What's going on here?
Yeah. Well, it's I coined the phrase pub style banking.
Okay.
OB, a lot of people don't know, is the original credit union of the Olympia Brewery, and multiple types of beer was brewed there, not just Olympia, but Rainier, PBR, Lone Star, Lucky Lager, and there's more, quite a few more, even Hams. A lot of people didn't know that. So we're just taking this a little bit a step further and really embracing our heritage, and we opened up this new type of branch, which is it's kind of unique. You walk in and you have taps from different breweries, especially, you know, from PBR and Rainier. And plus, we also invited some local breweries there also to say, that, hey, we're here for the brewing industry. We back you. We're also members of the Brewers Guild and the Brewers Association, so we'll also help lobby on their behalf. Because, you know, this is our roots. We started in the bottle house of the Olympia Brewery.
Wow. Yeah, because I was going to ask you, there's a lot of credit unions out there that, I mean, we've seen the stories over the years where they have like a coffee shop kind of embedded in their branch, or they're in a coffee shop, something like that. But you guys have opted for the pub, and I was going to ask you why, but you just explained it.
We don't serve beer and do a transactions at the same time. On occasion, we'll invite a select few members, invitation only, because you have to be careful of your liquor control board, rules and regulations. So you have to be careful with that. But we'll invite some people for a beer tasting, and we'll invite a local microbrew, or we'll serve some Ole, Rainier, or PBR at the brew tasting. So we do embrace that. But even one step further is that we have these beer labels that are on our credit cards. People say, well, how can you do that? Well, it's part of our heritage.
You're right.
And that's the cool thing about it is this is where we are formed in a brewery. This is who we are. And we actually have Olympia-branded credit cards and debit cards. We have Rainier.
Oh my God.
And we just added, and we're very excited. We just added the Pabst Blue Ribbon card, which is takes it to a whole nother level.
Oh, yeah.
As everyone knows, it's more of a national brand, and everyone recognizes it. And even though Rainier and Olympia is more regional, this just takes us to a different level. We're very excited.
I want to get back to the branch here for a second. How exactly does it? Because you said you have to do the liquor board dance, all that type of stuff. You know, so how exactly does the branch work?
So it actually, as you walk in, we do have it looks like you're walking up to a bar, but it's just the teller line, and we have the brass railings, we have all the things that you see in a pub, and the taps are facing outward instead of inward.
Okay.
And so people can play with the taps and have fun with it. And we also have a tap on the other side of the room, and I'll send you some photos, that dispenses water. So it doesn't dispense beer, but people like having fun with it anyway.
Gotcha. So like an after-hours event, you could have like a beer tasting event or something like that there, correct?
Yes, we can, but we have to be very careful because of the rules and regulations. So, you know, we're already heavily regulated.
Oh, sure.
Adding one more to it does complicate things a little bit, but we don't advertise it either, so we can't. That's the thing. That's our rules and regulations with our liquor control board.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I'm going to get that straight. I bet the examiners enjoy coming to that branch. Like, hey!
Well, it's one of the newer branches, and I think this is going to be our flagship branch as we roll more of them out.
Yeah.
We've been growing very rapidly.
Good.
And I don't know if you know that, but even Forbes magazine named us one of the top credit unions in Washington State.
Oh, wow.
We were taken back by that. But it's the perfect blending of everything with the new car, the new branch, and the little nod from Forbes magazine just helped us immensely as we grow.
Well, the credit union, I guess, coverage up in your neck of the woods, up in the northwest part of our country is very, I don't want to say popular, but there's there's a ton of members up there. I just kind of really learned that when I went to Max last year about how popular credit unions are in that part of the country. So it's pretty cool that you guys are really one of the top ones. So that's good to hear.
Yeah, I mean, we are a statewide field for the charter. We were SEG-based at one time, mm-hmm. and then the rules changed, and now we're an open charter for everyone to join, which awesome. Is that's what we're hoping for, that we're rolling out the PBR card as a statewide credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited.
Well, and I think the pub-style branch isn't going to hurt your popularity at all either. I think that's a kind of a feather in your cap now too.
It is. If you think about it, things that haven't changed over centuries or decades is a pub. Branches and banks have changed over the years, but here's something that you come in, you're very comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm envisioning if someone's really angry and all of a sudden they walk into this pub style branch and all of a sudden you can see that tension kind of is just relieved and they're kind of a little bit more approachable, it helps us.
Mm-hmm.
And it adds to the fun and the environment because you're immersed into a different environment and that you're fully, it's like, what did I walk into? And on Friday, Saturday's grand opening, we had people walk in and says, wait a minute, I thought this was a pub. And they turned around and they were a little disappointed, but once they got and understood who we were and what we're about, they said, oh, this is really cool. And the neighborhood is getting, they just love it.
I was just thinking you could have like a tap ATM machine or something like that. That would be kind of a cool little invention there up in your neck of the woods. So, and I was also actually, you kind of alluded to it in one of your previous responses. Are you guys going to plan more branches kind of with the pub style theme going, or what are the plans?
Oh yes, we are. That's the plan as we move forward. It seems like the people in the Northwest are really embracing our concept and that the idea of something that's very familiar with everyone, and you're combining that with a financial institution makes it a unique approach to a marketplace.
Totally.
And we are so different than any of our competitors out in the marketplace.
Well, and it's fun too, you know?
It's a lot of fun, especially when everyone comes up to the tap and they try to open their mouth and turn on the tap and nothing comes out. It's quite humorous.
Oh goodness! All right, I'm gonna stop you right here, Lee. I want to go back to the very beginning here, and like, whose idea was it? Sitting at the big table with the meeting is like, and somebody says, I don't know if it was you or somebody else, like, hey, let's create a pub style branch. So how did that idea fly?
Well, it happens. Well, it's a culmination of multiple things.
Okay.
When we decided to re-embrace our heritage, and we had conversations with Pabst to bring back the Olympia logo here in Olympia, and we rolled out our Olympia card, and then a couple years later, we rolled out a Rainier. And during that time, and we're starting to grow, and our numbers are increasing, and saying, hey, let's look at the marketplace a little differently. And we have a team, internal team, that sits down, and we discuss the future of the branch and how that should be. And we said, hey, we want to go extreme retail. And what does that mean to us is that that's a celebration of our heritage. And as we move forward, we want to convey that not just on a visual level by cards, but immerse them into an experience that they never had before. Mm-hmm. And that defines us and makes us different. And it was the group internally here that came to that conversation. Okay. And we approached it with our board and our CEO, and we get buy-in on that. And it was well received.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I bet that was a fun conversation. I mean, the creative juices must have been flowing big time with what you guys could do with it. So that's really exciting news. So very cool stuff. Very cool stuff.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, it's kind of the neurosciences of marketing. How can you touch someone and connect with them on an emotional level?
Mm-hmm.
and how do you enhance that? And when you do that, you start the conversation, and when you start the conversation, you build trust.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. And a fun thing, it's making it fun.
Uh-huh.
And people they want to see something different. If you step back a little bit more, during these times of uncertainty, people want something that's there for them that they can say, hey, I feel something here that I can relate to, and we can have some fun with this.
Yeah, and it's also kind of, I'm looking at it's something kind of comfortable, it's something people can relate with and that type of stuff. So it seems like it's a win all the way around. So really, I think it's a great story. That's why I wanted to talk to you about it. So I'm just really excited for you guys. Something really
different. Yeah, well, come up and see it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to the Max conference.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I think they're even talking about maybe having, because it's in Tacoma, and they may have a tour of it and visiting our new branch.
I will definitely stop by. I will be there, and I will definitely stop by and shoot some video, and maybe we can do like another interview there. That'd be fun.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Very cool. All right, Lee. Well, anything else to add? Or actually, I want one more question here for you. If there's other credit unions out there that have kind of really cool kind of heritage like you guys have with the beer industry, what advice do you have for them? Maybe they want to do something similar, something along these lines. What advice do you have for other folks out there?
Well, embrace your... this is my own personal opinion. I think a lot of the credit unions are moving away from where they started from.
Right.
And they're moving to a high-tech, slick-looking, visually, very clean-looking style, which is great.
Yeah.
But, sometimes you have to say, well, why are we here?
Mm-hmm.
What is our purpose? And are we really true to our roots? And if someone can look back and say, we have something here. We were based on this or XYZ. Let's really embrace that, and how can we enhance that to make people be proud of where we came from? It's not about us. It's about the members and the member experience.
Yep.
And that's the original reason why they joined the credit union, is because of that.
Yeah. That was well stated, and I think that's a great message to end on. Lee, thank you so much for hanging out with us here for a few minutes to talk about your new pub-style branch. I'm excited for you. I'm excited to come up and see it, too, so I can't wait. I'm sitting on pins and needles already, so I'm excited.
It's awesome. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome, Lee.
It's a pleasure talking to you again.
Indeed, and likewise. Well, keep up the good work there, all right? We'll see you in a couple of months.
All right, appreciate it.